Text number 10. Maya.
Maya.
Adhakshena.
Adhakshena.
Prakiti.
Prakiti.
Suyate.
Suyate.
Sasarasaram.
Sasarasaram.
Maya adhakshena prakiti.
Maya adhakshena prakiti.
Suyate sasarasaram.
Hetu.
Na. Anena. Kauntriya. Hetu na anena kauntriya. Jagat. Di. Parivartate. Jagat di. Parivartate. Mayadhasena prakiti. Suyate sacharacharam. Hetu nani na kauntriya. Jagat di parivartate. As Krishna said previously, maya tadamidam sadmam. By me, I am spread all over the universe. Everywhere, Krishna is there. By his energy. I'll explain this. Now, about this prakriti, material nature, how it is working. This material nature is just like a machine, big machine. The same example, just like this body, my body, your body, it is also a machine. A lump of matter made into machine. Any machine is lump of matter. But it is working. But working how? Working by the touch of somebody's spirit. Without spiritual touch, matter cannot work. This has to be understood. The same example, your body. It is very wonderful machine. The medical science, when they dissect the body, find so many wonderful arrangements, the nerves, the muscles, they're all matter. But they are so nicely set up that it is working very nice. This dictaphone machine, the tape recorder, is working very nicely, set up with so many electronic parts. But after all, it is matter. If there is no worker, it is easy. The machine is wonderful, undoubtedly. But there is a worker, there is a computer, a wonderful machine. But there is very expert, the aeroplane, very wonderful machine flying in the sky. But the pilot is there. Without pilot, it is dangerous. The machine is there, and if the pilot is not in order, then we are in danger. In this way, we have to study that this material world, the adjustment, there are so many planets, sun, moon, stars, and very, very big arrangement. This is also the same process, a big machine. But who is the pilot? Who is the conductor? That is explained here. Maya bhakshena prakriti, svati satara. The background manipulator is God, is Krishna. The scientists, physicists, chemists, they are praising, or they are trying to study the machine only. But they have no information of the person who is manipulating you. That is a defect. So, in human form, the cats and dogs, they cannot understand that behind the machine there is a person who is manipulating the machine. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand. Just like a child cannot understand how an electric fan is moving. In my childhood, I was thinking that within the fan there is a ghost. But I was suggesting that was intelligent. There must be somebody, otherwise how it is moving. In the gramophone box, I was thinking that there is a man within the box. He is singing. So, these are intelligent. There is one story that there was one drum and the child was beating, it was sounding very loudly. So, he wanted to see who is the person within the drum that is vibrating. So, with the knife he cut it. So, these are things, research work. It may be childish proclivities, but the tendency to find out who is the ultimate cause of everything, that is intelligence. That is called darshan. In Sanskrit, it is called darshan shastra, or philosophy, to find out the ultimate source. So, in the Vedanta Sutra, that celebrated philosophy, Indian philosophy, Vedanta Sutra, the beginning of Vedanta Sutra is Athato Brahma Jijnasa, Brahma Jijnasa. Now, this human form of life is meant for inquiring about the ultimate truth. In the lower animal forms, our inquiry is where is food, where is shelter, where is sex, and where is defense. Ahara nidra bhayamaitu. To eat something, and to sleep somewhere, and to have some sex enjoyment, and some defense force, I may feel that I am secure. There is good government, there is good police arrangement, I can see very nicely. So these four things, ahara nidra bhayamaitu. Ahara means eating, nidra means sleeping, and bhaya to take protection from insecurity and mindful sex life. Samanam etat pasubhinarana. These things are bodily necessities equally applicable to the lower animals and the human being. Then what is the extra engagement that a human being is superior than the animal? What is that? Extra qualities. Otherwise, what is the difference between a human being and a dog? The dog is after eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. And as soon as another dog comes in the vicinity, the dog thinks the another dog has come. He begins to bark. Why you have come here? Get out. So, if we simply engage ourselves in civilization for simply economic development, means ahara nidra, bhaya, and sex pleasure, then when the difference between the dog's life and the human life? There is no difference. The basic civilization does not make any difference between a dog's life and a human being's life, unless in the human form of life there is inquiry about the absolute truth. Athāta brahma jidyāsa. This is the beginning of philosophy. Now you have got the human form of life, advanced intelligence, advanced consciousness. Now it is your duty to inquire about the absolute truth. Because in the beginning of the chapter, we have studied the asaddhana purusha dharma shastra parantapa ma apryapya jivatanti mittu samsara bhatma. There is no school, college and institution to make research what is mittu samsara bhatma. We are so fallen. They do not inquire. They take the thing. The animal is being taken to the slaughterhouse. Everyone knows. But the animal has no capacity to inquire why I am being taken to the slaughterhouse. He has no capacity. He has no capacity to make any counteraction against that being taken to this level. Mittu samsara bhatma. Every one of us, we are going to this level out. But the human being, if he by force he is taken to this level out, he'll at least make some protest, cry, that why this man is being taken into this slaughterhouse. But the animal has no. Although he feels, he cries. There are tears in the eyes sometimes they are seen. They know that we are being taken to the slaughterhouse without any fault. We are doing no harm. Just like the cows, they are eating grass and in exchange giving you the most nutritious food, milk. But we are so cruel and so injured, ungrateful, that we are taking the cow to the slaughter. The cow, according to Vedic civilization, is considered mother. Why not mother? She is supplying milk. Why mother is respectful? Why you offer our respect to mother? Because when you are helpless, you cannot eat anything, the mother supplies milk from the breast. Mother means to supply the food. So if the cow is supplying food, milk is so nutritious and full of vitamin. And she is our mother. In the shastra, there are seven mothers, according to Vedic civilization, seven mothers. One mother is real mother, from whose womb we have taken birth, Adho Mata. This is the real mother. Guru Patni, the wife of spiritual master or teacher, she is mother. Adho Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani. The wife of a Brahmana. She is our mother. Actually, a civilized man sees all women except his own wife as mother. Not same names, everyone. මාත්‍රිවත් පරදාරේසු පරදද්දේසු ලොස්සව ආ ඒ ලාර්නඩ් ස්කෝලර් ඩස් නොට් මීන් හවු මෙනි ඩිග්‍රීස් හී හස් ගොට් ඒ ලාර්නඩ් පර්සන් මීන්ස් හු සීස් ඕල් ඕවර් ඇස් මාන් ආ ගොඩක් තම ඕල් ඕවර් ඇට් ලීස්ට් 7 වි සුඩ් ඇක්සෙප්ට් ඇස් මාන් ආදු මාතා ගුරු පත්නී බ්‍රාහ්මණී බ්‍රාහ්මණී රාජවත්සිකා ది క్వీన్ ది క్వీన్ ఇస్ మాదర్ ఆ రాజపత్నిసా నేను కావు కావు ఇస్ మాదర్ అండ్ ధాత్రి నస్ ఆ సీజ్ మాదర్ నేను ధాత్రి తథా పృథ్వీ అండ్ ది అర్త్ సీజ్ ఆర్ గివింగ్ అస్ సో మెనీ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ సో దిస్ ఇస్ So, we should be very much kind at things to the cows. If one is addicted to meat eating, he can kill some other minor animals like goats, sheep, hogs, sheep. There are other animals. But in the Bhagavad Gita, especially, it has been mentioned, Krishi Gaurasa Vanijyam Vaishyakarma Sabhava. Gaurasa. That is a very important thing in the society to give protection to the cows and to get milk. And varieties of milk preparation, ultimately, ghee is very important thing. In India itself, every home requires sufficient quantity of ghee, but they are not meat eaters. The meat eaters cannot tolerate ghee. There is a saying that a dog cannot digest ghee. Kukuret pete ghee hajam. So, the subject matter is that to understand the philosophy. So, Athata Brahma Jignasa, in order to be inquisitive to the ultimate truth, what is the ultimate truth? We require a certain type of brain. Not ordinary men, they are inquisitive. The lower grade of brains, like the animals, they cannot inquire. That is not possible. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said that athāta brahma jignāsa, athā, because he have got this human form of body. Now you inquire, what is the goal of life? What is the absolute truth? What is your relationship with the absolute truth? And how you should work? What is the aim of life? This is philosophy. That is possible in the human form of life. Athāta brahma jignāsa and the reply, the philosophy of Vedanta Sutra. Sutra means shortcut, codes. The Vedic whole Vedic knowledge is summarized in some code word. So the purpose of Ved is to understand, is to search out Krishna. Vedaisya sadvai ahamiva vedam. The purpose of Vedic knowledge is to search out the absolute truth, God, Krishna. That is human form, human beings' business, actual occupation. So here, the absolute truth personally presents himself, and he says, "Maya bhaskena prakriti swati satya." You have to make this class, philosophical. That is the business of human form of life. Now, directly see, I am present here. "Maya bhaskena prakriti," I am the controller of this universe. In the next verse, as he says, Abhajananti manamuha. As soon as Krishna said that I am the person who is conducting the whole universal affair. But those who are mulha, mulha means asset, no intelligence, mulha. The ass is the animal which is taken as the mulha, no intelligence. Why? Because the ass carries tons of load on its back. And especially in India, the washermen, they keep ass, carrying the loads of cloth, and he's given a little morsel of grass. And he stands there, always, at the door of the washerman. Just on his order, he has to carry tons of load. Not a single cloth belongs to him, but he carries, and what is the extent? A little grass. But this animal, this foolish animal, cannot understand that I can get grass anywhere. Why I am standing here to carry the loads of the ocean? Therefore it is ass. Ass means he has no intelligence. Just simply for little grass in a stay, I am engaged to work whole day and night. So the karmis means the puiti, actors, workers, practically you will find every one of us, they are working so hard day and night, going here from the early in the morning, 4 o'clock. But what they are eating? Say 2 chapatis, that's all. Or 3 chapatis. So he has no sense. But for 2 chapatis or 3 chapatis, why I am working so hard? But yes. He has no question. He's watching day and night. Don't take this ass only as the so-called hard worker. He is also working like an ass. In exchange, I see one big businessman in New York. He was eating only, drinking a little tea and a masala toast. That's all, hardly. But he is busy, always working very, very hard. But for me, are considered as ass. But the grass is already there. The ass cannot see. Therefore, Shastra says, Narada Muni says, that why you are so busy about your economic development? That is already ordered. You cannot get more than what you are destined to get. Neither you can get less. You get it. The human life is meant for not making arrangement what I shall eat, where I shall sleep. That is already arranged. The human life is meant for, as the Vedanta Sutra says, athāta brahma jijñāsā. But because we do not know the Vedi Shastra, therefore, we unnecessarily try to make economic development. There are so many hundreds and thousands of men, they are very working hard. But does it mean that everyone is becoming millionaire? No. That is not possible. Even though you work very, very hard, whatever you are destined to get, you get. A child born in a rich family, it is but his million. And another person, throughout the whole life, he has worked very hard. Hardly he has gotten his 2 times food. Why? There is the cause. Maya dhasena prakriti jati satara. Whatever you are destined, the management is in the hands of the Supreme. So you cannot get more, you cannot get less. It is already destined. This belief, unless one is firmly believer in the existence of the Supreme Person, God. One cannot believe. He thinks that I shall improve my position. That is not possible. When I first came to America, I thought that America is so rich, there is no poor man. But when actually went there, I saw that there are so many persons lying on the street. Why? The country is rich, they have got resources, everything, but why? Some men are lying on the street and some men are very happy in otherwise. So destination, destiny, order, things are there. That is the basic instruction we get information. Ikada bahunam vidhati kama. Everything we get according to his karma, destiny, the human life is only for inquiring about the aim of life, the sufferings of life, the absolute person who is managing the whole affair. These inquiries should be there. Jivasya tattva jignyasa, jivasya, the human being, must inquire about these things. That is human life. In many places, they have been explained in different ways. Nāyāna deho deho bhājāna nilopi tattāna kāmān arhati virbhujāni. This human form of life is not meant for working so hard like the pigs, whole day and night they are searching after food. This is not human life. Human life must be very sober and must inquire about the absolute truth. That is called Brahminical civilization. Brahminical civilization means the whole human society is divided into four classes. The first class, intelligent class, they are called Brahman. And the second class, they are the politicians of the government men, Kshatriyas. And the third class, the productive class, Vaishyas. And the fourth class, the worker, general worker. And less than that, Panchamas. They are called Chandalas. This is the, they are, Chatut Varnam Maya Sistam Guna Dharma Vibhara. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. The human society must be divided into four divisions. Then it will be perfect. Just like in your body, there are four divisions. The brain division, the arm division, the belly division, and the leg division. That is perfect body. If all these four departments are in order, brain is in order, arms is in order, and the belly is in order, and the legs are in order, then you are healthy. You require all these things. You require brain. Otherwise, how will you conduct your business? So there must be a first class man, very intelligent class man, who will guide the social activities. And the army or arm, that the Kshatriya government must be very strong. Just like when somebody is coming to attack you, naturally, your arm, first of all, tries to protect you. They are called armies, from arms. And the Kshatriyas, the government must be there. Look to the security of the whole population. And the Vaishyas, the productive class, mercantile class, traders, they must see to the food supply of the whole human society. That everything is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, you are simply insisting that the human society, if you take the instruction from the Bhagavad Gita, then the human life becomes perfect. Otherwise, without any guide, without any instruction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if we make our so many plans, It will not be perfect, and ultimately it will fail. And they say, the modern politicians, especially the communists, that will require revolution for change. Now, but if you have right guide, there is no need of change. It will go on very nicely. So, here it is said that in nature, you can see the working of the nature, how it is nicely working. Just that 6:30, immediately the sun rises. Immediately right. The whole night was dark, and 6:30 in the morning, immediately the sun rises, there is light. Then after giving you light whole day, then in the evening, again the sun is set. The moon is coming to give you light. In this way, you see how nicely arranged the nature is working, and you think there is no brain behind it. This is foolishness. Without brain, without good manager, how these things have been managed so nicely, seasonal changes, we require temperature, so the sun from 93 million miles away giving us temperature, everything is so nicely arranged, and you think that there is no management, there is no brain. This is foolishness. We can see in our everyday life that without nice management, things cannot go so nicely and properly. So why don't you think? So if you cannot think, because we are all assets, therefore Krishna comes and says that here I am the person. Maya dhakshena prakriti sirati sacharatram. So prakriti, this material nature, is dealing with two kinds of things, chor and achor. Chor means moving the animals, the living entities. And achor means standing, just like dead matter. So the dead matter is also being managed by the Supreme Brain, and the living entities, they are also being managed by the Supreme Being. Mayadhyaksena prakriti suyate isa charasanam. On account of my presence, hetuna anena, on account of this reason, akauntya, my dear Arjun, jagat vi parivartate, the whole world is jagat. Jagat means progress, going on. The worldly affairs going on. Jagadvi parivartate. But unfortunately, as Krishna says in the next verse, avajananti manamurha. Those who are assets have no brain. Avajananti. Avajananti means derides, doesn't care. That here is Krishna, the original, supreme Lord, conducted everything. So, they cannot understand. Abhijananti mana mūḍha. Therefore, we should not remain mūḍha as this. We must be intelligent animal. Or we must become brahmana. Brahmana, then, manushālāṁ sāṁsēṣu kaścīnjata sīśiddhāya. Out of many millions of men, one may be very eager to make his life perfect. Manushālāṁ sāṁsēṣu. Jatatāmati siddhyānāṁ kaścīt vetrimāṁ tattvat. And out of many such perfect persons, hardly or maybe one understand what is the Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, Krishna comes personally to teach us, because he is very much affectionate. We are all sons of Krishna. He has no, we have no other Father, the Supreme Father. He is the Supreme Father. He is very much affectionate. And because we are part and parcel of Krishna, mamaivamsa jiva bhuta, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel, without any discrimination. the human beings, or the animals, or the plants, trees, aquatics, everyone of us, a living being. And we have got different dress only, according to our karma. Just like here we are sitting under some man, and we have got different dress. Similarly, every living being is part and parcel of Krishna. You cannot mistreat other lower animals, then Krishna will be displeased. Suppose your father has got 5 sons, and one of them or 2 of them useless. And if the useful son says, proposes to the father, that, father, your this son is useless, so why not kill him? So will the father be pleased and give order? No, you cannot be. You should be taken more care. This is father. Similarly, every living entity, the aquatics, the birds, the bees, the insects, the plants, the trees, the animals, and the human beings, civilized and everyone is Krishna's son. That is the sky. Sarvajoni sukantriya sambhavanti mutayaja tathana mahajjani brahma ahana bija padapita. And she is giving power. And the mother is material nature. So these things have to be understood. And the person, supreme person, is giving lesson, instruction, personal. So why should we miss this opportunity in his human form of life? That is not very good intelligence. It is so simple. Krishna consciousness, Mumbai, is very, very simple. You can see practically what is the difficulty. You worship the deity, and you take prasadam, and you chant, and you dance, and you become realized. Because you already described in the beginning, susukham tattum abhayam. Do you execute Krishna consciousness is very, very pleasing. There is no difficulty. Tattum abhayam. And whatever little you do, that is permanent assessment. It will never be lost. So, don't neglect. Don't become murhas, as it is said here. Abhijananti mana murha. Manusintanamasitam. Because Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes here with compassion for us, just like human being. He is not human being, not like us, and he has got immense power. If you study Krishna's life from the very beginning of his birth, his God, when he was only 3 months old, the Putana Rakshasi came to kill him, but she was killed by the 3-month-old child. So he had to kill so many demons, he had to act so wonderfully that he has proved that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because we are not intelligent, therefore we take him as ordinary human being. Avajananti mana murha. By taking Krishna as ordinary human being, we become murha. No. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadiyadi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana, Sarvakarana, original cause. So, why they are neglecting Abhijananti Mana Murha Manasimkana Vasana? Therefore, we have to prepare our eyes to see Krishna. Otherwise, if we keep ourselves as ass, even Krishna is present before us, we cannot see. Param bhava bhajananta mama bhuta maheshwaram. So param bhava, the absolute secrecy, how to understand Krishna, that is explained in this Bhagavad Gita. If we study carefully, we have tried to explain, people are appreciating all over the world about this book. So I wish that in Australia also, you ladies and gentlemen, you take advantage of this moment, you study this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other literatures to understand Krishna. And if you understand Krishna, Janma Karma Swami Vivam, Ju Janati Tattva, in truth, then your life is successful. What is that success? Tatta Deham Punar Janma Nai. The success means human form of life. Success means to stop this birth, death, old age and disease. That is success. Not that if you can construct a skyscraper building or a very big motor car, that is success. No, that is not success. Because we are under the prakriti kremanani, we are under the practice of prakriti. Prakriti is given us according to our association. Karanam gunasanga artha. We are getting a different type of body. In this life, I may be fortunate to construct a very big building, but next life, if I am going to become a dog or cat, then what is the success? That is not success. Success is to understand the whole philosophy and stop the process of birth, death, old age and disease. That is success. That you can do only simply by understanding Krishna. Janma karma swami divam ju janati tattva tattva deham punarjanmati. This is what. This is actually the business of human life. Athato brahma jigyasa janmadvasya jata. This is the philosophy of life. So, our request is you try to understand this philosophy, this movement, take advantage and spread it, be happy and make others happy. Thank you very much.
Is it possible for a certain soul to preach the glories of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, and the spiritual master to teach our time?
Outside, what do you mean outside?
Outside of the movement. It means living up independently and non doing.
Oh, yes. Why not? It is simply an example how to become Krishna conscious. You can start a similar place in your home, in your village, in your town. You can do that. It is simply an example. How to conduct Krishna consciousness business. It is not that the business is limited. It is not limited. Therefore we have written so many books. It is a great science. You can do it anywhere. And that is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Prithivite ashe jato nagara vikra. All over the world, as many towns and villages are there, this Krishna consciousness movement must be spread. So one must know the science and spread it. That is wanted. People are suffering for want of knowledge. They should be enlightened by this Krishna consciousness movement. That is the business of human life. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered the Indians to do it. He said, Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Haila Ja Janma Sathakari Karo Paropata. His mission is that anyone who has taken birth in India, he first of all make his life successful and spread this knowledge for welfare activities of the whole human society. This is required.
I need to offer my very sincere
Maya. So this Maya can be avoided. The method is very simple. Mami vajaprabhadante Maya Mehan Param. So if we actually want to get relief from the Maya, that is Krishna's program. He says ultimately that sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. If we actually do that, māmekam saraṇam bhaja, surrender to Krishna, then it is very easy to get out of the classes of Maya. Instantly, he says, assures, aham kva sarva pāpin bha moksha. Maya is police custody. If one is criminal, then police is dangerous for that person. But if one is honest, the police may remain there. The police has no business with the honest man. Similarly, if he remains honest, then Maya has nothing to do with us. Maya may be there. Same example. Police has nothing to do with the honest, law-abiding citizen. But as soon as one is criminal, he comes under the custody of police, automatically. In this connection, there is a Bengali verse, Krishna bhuliya jiv bhoga vancha kore, pasete maya tare japotiya dhore. As soon as you forget Krishna, and I think myself I am the enjoyer, I am the king of all I survey, that is Maya. That is Maya. Everyone is thinking like that. That I am the king of everything at the same time. This endeavor is mind activities. But as soon as you come to the understanding, Jīthāvātmīdam sattvam, everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, bhoktāram jagyatamasāṁ sarvalokamaheśvara sridam sarvabhūtāna gyatāmāṁ shānti. Simply, we have to understand, at the present moment, materialistic life means every one of us thinking, I am the proprietor. Either individually or collectively, nationally, that is the disease. Everyone is thinking, this land belongs to me. This land belongs to my family. This land belongs to my state, to my nation. But actually this land belongs to Krishna. That is fact. So this misconception of life means Maya. And as soon as we understand that anything belongs to the Supreme Lord, then whole problem solved. There is United Nations. They are meeting for the last 30 or 40 years. But there is no solution. Because the different nations, they are meeting. That I have, America is ours, Australia is ours, India is ours. There are all these our persons, they are meeting and talking. But that is Maya. If they pass a resolution that this whole earthly planet belongs to Krishna, God, then everything is for immediate. But that we shall not do. That is Devi Desagunamayi Mohu Maya. That conviction, false conviction, is so strong. But as soon as we trust this place in this way, that everything belongs to Krishna, then the whole solution is there. It is not very easy to think like that, Devi Desagunamayi Mohu Maya. But at least we shall begin learning. And that is Krishna consciousness movement. At least we shall begin to think like that. And that is possible as recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because the real mistake is within the heart. Falsely I am thinking I am the proprietor, I am the master, I am the enjoyer. Falsely. This has to be cleansed. Chetadatmana mata. Actually, if you are sober, if you are actually philosopher, you can very easily understand why I am clean. This is mine, this is mine. I am a newcomer. I stay here for a few days or for years. So how it becomes a, before my birth, land was there. And after my death, the land will be there. That's how the land becomes mine. This simple question, if it is answered, there is solution of so many problems. So therefore, this human form of life is meant for discussing, considering this question. That is called Atharth Brahma Jignasa. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is Brahma Jignasa and the answer. We have published so many books. Only these two question and answer. That's all. So, let us begin. It is not a fanatical movement. It is a scientific movement. So, our request is that you study this Krishna consciousness movement very soberly, philosophically, and every one of you will benefit. Thank you very much.